I've stated constantly throughout this tape that reverse speech is another form of human communication, that it is embedded into the sounds of human speech. I now want to discuss the varying factors that actually cause it to be embedded into the sounds of speech. There are certain predictable events in speech that will cause a speech reversal to be formed. A detailed knowledge of these events will help you tremendously, both in understanding the exact nature of reverse speech, as well as give you great control in soliciting reversals from people. Once you know how and when reversals appear, you can then begin to manipulate conversations to your advantage, to obtain specific information that you are seeking. The first thing to understand is that reverse speech stems from the right brain hemisphere. The human brain is comprised of two main parts, the left and the right. Simply, the left brain is considered to be logical and ordered. The right brain is emotional and creative. If, for example, you are delivering a speech to a public audience and it is well scripted, there is most likely a left brain activity transpiring. Speech reversals are rare in these circumstances. They will occur as little as one reversal every minute. And when they do occur, they will be very robotic and staccato in nature. On the other hand, in right brain situations where emotions are high and or speech is flowing freely with little planning, reversals will occur as often as once every 2 or 3 seconds, and they will be melodious and smooth sounding. So consistent is this observation that the experienced analyst can tell what type of conversation it is and how much planning went into it simply by listening to the sounds and frequency of the speech reversals. Look at the graph in the manual accompanying this book. This details an approximate reversal occurrence rate according to the type of conversation forwards. So, reversals can occur as often as once every 2 to 3 seconds of conversation, or as little as once every minute, depending on the precise nature of the interaction. And while I'm on this point, I want to correct a false rumor that is currently beginning to surface in reverse speech circles, and that is that every sound backwards is a reversal, and that there is no gibberish. This is not true. Every sound in reverse is not a reversal. Genuine reversals appear amongst the gibberish, imagination, and coincidence at a rate that varies according to the conversational dynamics. In addition to the varying rates of occurrence of speech reversals, reversals will also appear in certain conversational situations. These include pauses, stutters, laughters, sighs, dialogue alterations, plus others. Listen now to a lecture I gave on this subject. This lecture was entitled Reverse Speech and the Intricacies of Forward Speech.
The first thing I noticed when I started documenting reversals seriously was that there was very consistent aspects of forward conversation where they would occur. And when I first started, I used to transcribe out my whole forward dialogue, complete with ers and ahs and pauses and stutters, and even timed the pauses and all that sort of stuff. Actually, I probably spent at least 2 years doing that religiously in 87 and 88 before I finally got bored with it. It just got so much work, you know. But it was a very important time because I documented a very important aspect of reversals and how conversation is constructed in such a way that reversals can occur. And as students, I want you to begin to just generally, through your normal everyday interactions with people, begin to notice how they speak. You will notice pauses and stutters and tonal alterations and people starting a sentence and stopping and changing to something else. And all these rapid fluctuations in speech is primarily where all the reversals occur. With time and experience, you will know how to anticipate certain types of reversals in certain conversational tones. You can predict the type by the way a person is speaking, or the tonal inflections, or even the way they're constructing their sentences will give you a clue on the type of reversals that you'll have there. And then you're one step closer to mind reading. Isn't that exciting? So, we want to start off with this. Forward speech is full of subtle intricacies, word changes, pauses, stutters, tonal alterations, fumbles, etc. In fact, if you listen very carefully to someone talking, you'll notice many intricate sounds and vocal alterations every minute of conversation. In our normal social interactions, we are constantly pausing and stuttering as we think about the words that would communicate the content we wish. We may even start to talk and then change our minds in mid-sentence, not wishing to communicate what we initially intended, and then escape the trap we set for ourselves by moving on to another topic. I use that term very deliberately, escape the trap we set for ourselves. And by learning to recognise these subtleties of forward speech, we can also gain a fairly good idea of where speech reversal may possibly be occurring. Also very good for prompting. Someone has a whole bunch of pauses and stutters. You know that there's reversals there and you can zero in more on your prompting techniques and look for that. Just in, you know, just from forgetting reversals, just from forward, you know that there's stuff there. And as you get experience, you'll know what type of stuff which will influence the next question that you will ask.
I want to give you some examples of these intricacies of speech. To begin, let us look at dialogue alterations. People will often start a conversation and then stop in mid-sentence to quickly move on to another topic. This is an ideal situation for reversals to occur. The reversal will usually continue what they originally intended to say, but decided not to. What was unsaid in forward speech will be spoken in reverse speech. Listen to this example from an Australian man talking about resentments he had towards churches after being excommunicated for cigarette smoking.
That we know, if we get involved in it, probably some opinion on the head. I mean, let's say, what I'm saying is, let's look at different churches where we're going, okay, I've got certain interests where we go.
Did you notice how the man commenced by saying, probably why I react, and then rapidly changed his sentence to move on to something else? I want to play you the precise forward section where the reversal occurs. Listen carefully. The speech reversal says, believer who leaves, you should not hate him, which is exactly why this man did react, was the hatred and resentment he felt after being excommunicated from the church, even though he still believed in God. And now forwards and immediately reversed.
Probably what I'm saying, why we act, is that, you know, if we get involved in it, probably some opinion on the head.
Did you notice all the pauses and stutters in that last interaction? It is very common to find reversals either in or immediately after the pauses and stutters of speech. The current theory for this is that the brain automatically manipulates the forward speech sounds using stutters, pauses, etc., to allow the reversals to form. Here is another instance from a man talking about the time he lived in Connecticut.
That was probably the most beautiful state that I lived in.
Oh yeah?
I just... The other states I lived in, I could adjust.
A reversal occurs on this section immediately after the man's pause. The reversal says, I say it's chilly. It's an expansive reversal, giving extra information about the state of Connecticut. Here it is at three speeds.
I'll
now play that track forwards and immediately reverse. Take particular note of the pause immediately prior to the reversal occurring.
Connecticut,
how was that?
That was probably the most beautiful state that I lived in.
Oh yeah?
The other states I lived in,
This man obviously liked Connecticut, except he did not like the weather. And now another example from the same conversation. This time, the reversal appears in a small section of speech that is separated either side by a short pause. This is also very common. Take careful note of the section forwards where he says, I come from a Midwestern background. This is where the reversal occurs. Here it is.
Like a lifestyle that I none of that I can even identify with.
Huh.
You know, I come from a Midwestern background, blue collar. Came down here to the white collar area.
Okay.
A reversal occurs on this section that says, I guard my soul wind. This is a reverse speech metaphor. Metaphors appear constantly in reverse speech. We'll cover this topic extensively later on in the tape series. However, for now, a brief interpretation of this statement is, I guard or protect the essence of who I am. The reversal shows pride about being from the Midwest. Here it is at three speeds. Reversal once again. I guard my soul wind. This is your very first metaphor. Listen carefully.
I guard my soul wind.
I guard my soul wind. I guard my soul wind.
I'll now play that section for you forwards and backwards, letting the tape run a little bit longer after the reversal. Take careful note of the pauses immediately before and prior. Here it is.
Like a lifestyle that I none of that I can even identify with.
Huh.
You know, I come from a Midwestern background, blue collar. Came down here to the white field with a very hungry.
In everyday conversations, it is common for a person's voice to trail off at the end of a sentence, sometimes to a whisper. This is also a common place to find reversals. Speech reversals are remarkably clear in these situations. In fact, as a person's voice becomes softer and fainter in forward speech, the speech reversals they deliver will become increasingly clear. Sometimes, forward speech will be so faint that it can barely be deciphered, yet the speech reversals found in these situations will be high validity. The following soundtrack contains two reversals. The first one occurs following a short pause. At the same time, the speaker's volume and pitch increases noticeably. Take note, this is also a common place to find reversals. That is, where vocal pitch alters considerably. The second reversal occurs as his voice trails off towards the end of the conversation. The man is talking about how he attempts to date women.
Mesquite, I haven't been to Mesquite in years, and it's pretty southern, you know, you got your cowboys out there.
Yeah, really.
Rodeos and shit. Anyway, so that's the last place I go to look to find a girl to date, you know. I have my areas downtown, Deep Ellum, and hanging out and stuff like that.
The first reversal occurs in the following forward section. Notice the sudden increase in tonality.
So that's the last place I go to look to find a girl to date.
The reversal says, had to work on the offer.
He had to work on the offer.
He had to work on the offer. Right? He had to work on the offer.
The second reversal occurs in the following forward section. Notice how the voice trails off.
Yeah, I have my areas downtown, Deep Ellum, and hanging out and stuff like that.
The reversal of this section says, hide your face lying down. It is remarkably clear. These are also complex metaphors. They basically describe the man's persona whilst he is being intimate with a woman. Due to previous bad relationships, he now tends to detach himself from the situation. Here it is at three speeds. I'll now play that entire soundtrack forwards and then immediately reversed. See if you can hear the reversals amongst the gibberish.
I went to Mesquite. I haven't been to Mesquite in years. It's pretty southern. You know, you got your cowboys out there.
Yeah, really.
Rodeos and shit. Anyway, so that's the last place I go to look to find a girl to date. You know, I have my areas downtown, Deep Ellum, and hanging out and stuff like that.
Here is another example where the forward voice trails off at the end of a conversation, yet it contains a remarkably clear reversal. It is a small section from a married couple playing a game of Trivial Pursuits. Here it is forwards. Here is a precise section of forward dialogue where the speech reversal occurred. And where the lady says forwards, "Ah, oh, you might, but I doubt it," a reversal occurs that says, "Rave on, John." It is directed to the lady's husband, John, who had previously been talking constantly. Here it is. As an interesting side note to this example, the lady used a name in reverse, John. This is quite common. Reversals will often use people's names. This occurrence in reverse speech in the past has been extremely valuable. There is also another reversal on this soundtrack. It occurs immediately after the reversal, Rave on John. It says, tell me what it is. It is a challenge to the husband to give the right answer to the question. See if you can hear that reversal as I play this portion of the soundtrack forwards and then immediately reversed.
They played a vital role in the 1933 movie, The Private Life of Henry V111.
Oh,
I don't know what it was. Initials. There you go, you won't get it. I didn't know what I
got. Henry the Seventh.
Is
this serious?
A very good way for reversals to occur is to have a total change of spontaneity in the conversation. In fact, when I am prompting others for speech reversals, I will frequently interject and break up the conversation, knowing that this will encourage the formation of reversals. This is particularly so with politicians, who tend to give long, boring speeches that contain very few reversals. Break up the conversation a bit, throw in some spice, and those reversals will come pouring out. Australia's former Prime Minister, Bob Hawke, was caught badly in such a situation. He had just won the 1987 federal election by a landslide. He was particularly pleased with his victory because he had held the campaign in winter, contrary to all popular advice. In the section I'm about to play you, he had been speaking about policy, etc., for at least 5 minutes, with hardly any reversals occurring. A reporter then chipped in and asked him a question about the winter campaign, and his entire demeanour changed. The next question catches him while he's still relaxed and a little cocky. I pick up this soundtrack just prior to the reporter's question. Notice his entire change of demeanour following that question. Here it is.
That's what I've said to the people of Australia, and we'll do the best we can with the cooperation of the people of Australia to keep economic growth going so that we can maintain and gradually through time improve standards. Well, let me say that all those who said that to hold a campaign in winter was a recipe for disaster have been proved wrong. Beg your pardon?
What's your celebration plan, ma'am?
Oh, several cups of tea.
Two reversals occur in this soundtrack. I'll now play you the forward dialogue where the first reversal occurred. A reversal occurs on this section that says, I see a fella, hello. It is indicative of Mr. Hawke's eagerness as he singles out the reporter who asked him the question he's been wanting to answer all night. He had been right. The winter election paid off. Here is that reversal at three speeds. Reversal once again. I see a fella, followed by a short pause, and then the single word, hello, which is actually the reverse sound he first uttered. Here it is.
Yeah, I see a fella. Hello.
I see a fella. Hello.
Now, while he is still relaxed and cocky, the next question asks him about his celebration plans. Also a question of amusement for Mr. Hawke. Bob Hawke's reputation for wine and women was well known. He made it to the Guinness Book of Records many years ago for downing a schooner of beer in record time, and he had also confessed publicly to the nation about an extramarital affair. In the 1987 election campaign, one of his campaign promises was that he would stop drinking and all his other wayward activities. Hence the reporter's question. Here is a forward soundtrack.
What's your celebration plan, ma'am?
Oh, several cups of tea.
The reversal on this section says, used to smoke the best marijuana. Please note that this is past tense.
Yes,
the smoke
will
miss. Yes, the smack will miss her. contact with Miss Howard.
Pauses, stammers, change of spontaneity, mumbles, etc. These are all situations under which reversals can occur. There are many others, but time does not permit a discussion of them now. As you continue to learn reverse speech, take note of the forward dialogue and learn all those speech idiosyncrasies. Your knowledge of the ideal situation under which reversals can occur will help you tremendously when you are actually out in the field, prompting, locating, and looking for reversals. This ends Tape 3 of this training series.